A miracle of a movie about forgiveness and redemption. A movie for mature adults interested in exploring the human condition and in need of a reminder that God's salvation is right there waiting for us to grab hold of. This beautiful story about two people accomplishing the most difficult thing a person can, overcoming the very worst in themselves, could never be produced today. This is a movie that stands for everything the fascist and unforgiving woke Gestapo oppose. See also, Logan, Wind River, Dunkirk, Logan Lucky, Blade Runner 2049, Brawl in Cell Block 99, The Darkest Hour, I, Tanya, Roman J. Israel, Esquire. 2018. What did win, Green Book? Driving Mr. Daisy is well scripted and acted. Even moving at times, but nothing we haven't seen 100 times before. What should have won, First Reformed? My second Best Picture Oscar for writer and director Paul Schrader. This time for his heartbreaking story about the pastor of a small church and tourist attraction, whose crisis of faith leads him to the darkest of places. Schrader's insight into the endlessly complicated human condition and his attempt to grasp why it is that God leaves us on our own to reconcile the horrors of the natural world with our faith come together in a shocking heart-wrencher. Best of all, in the world of First Reformed, Schrader is the creator, and to his great credit, he leaves us on our own to ruminate on the meaning of it all. See also, Bohemian Rhapsody, A Quiet Place, Chappaquiddick, Avengers, Infinity War, Black Klansman, Peppermint, The Predator. 2019. What did win, Parasite? Why are we awarding foreign movies Best Picture? We have a Best Foreign Film category. Anyway, another one I have no interest in watching. What should have won, Once Upon a Time, in Hollywood? Another dreadful year for Hollywood, but one where the handful of good movies are simply outstanding. Other than Endgame, there is not a title below that isn't worthy of a Best Picture nod. Nonetheless, Quentin Tarantino's recreation of late 1960s Hollywood and his reimagining of the Manson family massacre is an all-timer and a very easy choice. Epic, transporting, wholly original, and I could spend hours watching Brad Pitt driving down the freeway with the radio cranked. See also, Avengers, Endgame, Joker, Dragged Across Concrete, Ford v Ferrari. Dash. We will find out tonight which stinker no one saw wins 2020's Best Picture. Hope you enjoyed this series. Before I say goodbye, allow me to leave you with this one thought: I'm right about everything. Previous page.